So we'll start with settling into our sitting posture, taking some time to find an easeful posture, a way of sitting that really supports the body, making adjustments. And as you do that, checking in with the body right now and sensing, like, how could I sit in a way that's embodying this kindness? So that I'm actually being kind in this moment, not just through the phrases, but with the way that I am with myself, with my body, with my breath. And then a respectful and slow coming into the felt sense of the body in this moment. Maybe just feeling the sit bones, feeling the weight of the body. Hands resting in your lap. Perhaps just the overall sense of body breathing. And perhaps there can be a connection with breath being felt in the heart area. Feeling into the heart right now. And letting this connection be part of your loving kindness practice. Inviting any softening, releasing any tension in the mind or in the body, expectations, tightening. Just a very gentle invitation for the heart and the mind and the body to release any unnecessary holding. May there be safety right here, right now, in this moment. But how you are with yourself in this moment, holding yourself with tenderness and care. And today we will start with self. Metta for self, and then we'll include either the benefactor or the easy being. And then there's a possibility of also including what's traditionally called a difficult being. But of course, the difficulty is not in the other being. The difficulty is in the relationship between yourself and this other being. And then towards the end of the sit, we'll include gradually an opening to all beings. So these will all be invitations along the way, but knowing that you can always come back to just simple breath and body awareness. You can stay with self. Sensing into and trusting that you know yourself what's of most benefit to you. So in this moment, just reconnecting with the felt sense of your own being in this moment. Welcoming yourself just the way that you are, right here, right now. Getting a sense of if you can bring metta to this version of yourself in this moment, or if it's more helpful for you calling up an image of yourself from another part of your life, or maybe trying both. Holding this felt sense of yourself in this moment, and then offering the phrases to yourself. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I have physical well-being. May I take care of myself happily and joyfully. May I love myself completely, just as I am in this present moment. So for the next 10 minutes or so, continuing on your own with these phrases, part of the phrases, offering them to yourself. And then when it feels appropriate to you, shifting over to either the benefactor or the easy being, perhaps even going back and forth between metta for self and metta for this other being. Continuing on in silence for a little bit. And now, either continuing on with this practice of offering metta to self or to an easy being, a benefactor, or if it feels appropriate to you, releasing those images of the felt sense and the phrases that you've been working with. And just for a moment, just coming back to the simplicity of feeling the body and feeling the breath. Releasing all effort. Just sitting here in this moment, just breathing. Gathering and stabilizing attention. And then calling up an image or a felt sense of someone in your life where there is some challenge. So an invitation to not pick the most challenging relationship. So someone in your life that's still alive. Maybe a friend, maybe a family member, a colleague. In someone in your life where there's some kind of challenge, some kind of difficulty. And just taking your time here, maybe there are several beings showing up. And then intuitively choosing the one that feels right for you in this practice. If it's easy for you to visualize, seeing if there's an image of this person, this being. And if it's not easy to visualize, simply having a felt sense of their presence. And also noticing what's happening inside of yourself. Just taking a moment to breathe here, if there's any reactions. Any hesitation or fear, anger. Taking a moment to breathe here with this being and yourself in relationship to this being. Now seeing if you can connect with this being's wish to be happy and safe, just like yourself. So beyond the challenge that is in this relationship, sensing beyond that and sensing their wish to also be happy, also be safe. And then from this place, offering their faces to this being. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May you be peaceful and happy. May you have physical well-being. May you take care of yourself easily, joyfully. May you live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May you love yourself just as you are. Continuing on with all of these phrases, or some of these phrases. Holding this difficult being in mind, and holding your own heart in mind. Perhaps going back and forth between offering metta to this other being, noticing the impact inside of yourself. And holding yourself with metta. As you're connecting with this challenge. There's any sense of tuning out or grief or anger that's coming up within yourself. Coming back to your own heart, offering metta here for a little bit. And then when you feel prepared again, coming back to metta for this other being. now a possibility, an invitation to release the image and the felt sense of this difficult being, releasing their phrases. And again, returning to metta for self for a few more minutes. Perhaps just reconnecting with the simplicity of breath and body. Releasing all effort. Coming back to the sense of self. Offering metta to self. And now beginning to include more beings in your metta practice. Maybe you have your own way of doing this. So just continuing on with that. We can do it more gradually, including, for example, family and friends, colleagues, the sense of this community of practitioners right here now. Wishing for those close to us. May you all be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May you all be peaceful and happy. May you all have physical well-being. May you take care of yourself easily and happily. May you live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May you love yourselves just as you are. Now expanding out to include humans everywhere. Humans of all ages. Humans of all genders. Humans living everywhere on this earth. Including all beings. All beings on the earth. All beings in the waters. All beings in the air. All beings everywhere, in all directions. To the front, to the side, to the back, above and below. May all beings everywhere be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May all beings everywhere be peaceful and happy. May all beings have physical well-being. May all beings everywhere live with a deep sense of ease, well-being, and safety.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.